is the Biggs and Barr Show on K106.
Good morning. That's us. I'm Chris Biggs.
I'm Jason Barr.
That's Jamie.
Morning.
Later today, we will close the door on something we've been doing all week, the greatest Canadian bracket.
Yes.
The final two are guy who snow blows your driveway for free and wife who doesn't mind the boys being over all the time. So that's not till 8 o'clock, but just giving you a heads up, this bracket has been heated all week long. So if you want to tune in to get the final results.
Oh, yeah.
In the meantime, though.
Yeah, we have some pressing things to discuss here.
I'm just going to read the title of the article.
Perfect. Okay. Perfect. Yeah.
An Ohio man is the first ever diagnosed with a whistling scrotum.
I did click on that story because, I mean, that's an intriguing headline.
How can you not click on
it?
Yeah. So he's 72. And he was the first person ever diagnosed with this.
Like, okay.
This is like in an American Journal of Case Reports. Like, this isn't just a silly newspaper making up a silly title. Like, this is what they called it.
Yeah.
So he showed up at the ER. He noticed he had a hissing sound coming from his pouch.
Okay.
And he was also out of breath. Yeah. And his face was swollen. So there's a lot going on.
Wow.
Yeah. I almost died.
They did a CT scan and found a whole bunch of air trapped in his body. Now, the air caused the lungs to collapse.
Oh, wow.
So that's why he couldn't breathe.
Yeah.
But it turned out he'd suffer from chronic swelling below the belt, had surgery 5 months earlier to deal with it, but the incision didn't heal right.
Oh.
So there's a very small open wound, and that was the only place air could escape. So while he had all this air building up in his body, it would... So they inserted a bunch of tubes to drain the air from his body.
Okay.
He was released 3 days later in good condition, but he's still having air building up and escaping from down there.
A tiny little hole.
Yeah.
So it's whistling.
It's whistling, like a hissing, whistling sound.
They couldn't figure it out, so they had to remove his...
He's got none.
He's got no pouch now. Both of them.
So his condition, they called it pneumoscrotum. And he'd had it for like 2 years, which they described as an abnormally long time. Yeah, I would say so. I would think if I went home today and my scrotum started to whistle, I would make an appointment immediately with the doctor.
But like 2 years.
Yeah.
It's everywhere you go, you think Andy Griffith is on?
Yeah. All right.
Wouldn't that be something?
Yeah, yeah. I'm not sure if it...
No tunes?
I had a tune going down there.
Just like a...
Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Like a kettle.
Or when that door, when the screen door is open just a crack and it's windy. Like the window in the car and you get that whistle. I don't know if that's how much air was
interesting.
Coming out.
Now, to give you an idea how rare this is.
Okay.
In the history of medical time, when they were recording all of medical, there's only 60 cases of this.
Wow.
Of something similar have ever been described, but nothing to this extent.
Well, the condition has to be perfect, right? You have to have, for some reason, air leaking into your body.
Yeah,
and a hole in your pouch.
In your scrotum.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm glad he's...
Now, the doctors were a bit skeptical of this poor old man with the whistling scrotum. And they were like, so did you like inject air into yourself? And he's like, no, I did not.
Nice.
And upon further investigation, like they pressed him, like you were obviously doing something somewhat deviant and for whatever reason, injecting air into yourself. They found that he did not.
Okay.
So this is just a weird body phenomenon.
Yeah. Nobody was playing bagpipes on him.
No.
Yeah. Goes to the gym and does squats.
Well, that is a curious thing, eh?
Oh, my God.
In life, your body, it does so many strange things between birth and death. This is very unique, the whistling scrotum.
It is. So many things got to worry about aging. I did not know whistling scrotum would be one.
Add that to the list.
Yeah.
Whistling scrotum.
Comes out of his house. There's like 200 dogs standing on his front lawn.
He has no idea. What do you want?
All right. He's okay.
Good for him.
He just lost his buddies. But he's 72. Let's be honest.
News on the Biggs and Barr Show.
Well, I cut to the provincial gas tax promised by Ontario Premier Doug Ford, set to take effect tomorrow. Government passed legislation this spring to lower the gas tax by 5.7 cents per liter, as well as the fuel tax covering diesel by 5.3 cents a liter for the 6 months between July 1st and December 31st. I did notice this morning gas prices were jacked up by about 5 cents.
Of course, this is going to balance out.
That's also going to be the start of a long weekend.
Yeah.
You got to take advantage of that. Travelers hoping for a little relief as they cross our border will have to wait a bit longer. The federal government extending all border restrictions until the end of summer. However, if you go to the airport today, you might make your flight by the end of September.
Perfect.
It's airport delays.
Perfect.
In a classic case of obvious news.
Obvious news.
I know.
Anyway,
obvious news.
The public inquiry into Ottawa's light rail transit system revealed that trains did not meet the testing requirements before its launch to the public. We've been talking about this for 2 weeks, and that's the conclusion they've come to.
I thought that was the conclusion 2 weeks ago.
Before it started.
No, I know, but I thought that was...
They knew that before it started. They didn't have to have these talks for 2 weeks. What have they been doing for 2 weeks?
Wow.
Just making sure? We know it didn't work. Just look at it.
That might be the most genuinely frustrated thing I think you've ever said.
Of course it didn't work properly. Like, for Christ's sake. The National Capital Commission putting out a call for developers for LeBreton Flats. This isn't for the parcel of land that we learned about last week that will be marked out for the Ottawa Senators, but another section. So they would like to see a vibrant, livable, mixed-use community that will see a diverse mix of housing and serve as a showcase for sustainability. Submissions must be in by October 5th, if you have any ideas. And if you need a job and you're a lifeguard, there's a shortage of lifeguards and swim instructors in Ottawa. So they're going to have to reduce some services. But if you want to be a lifeguard.
For the kids.
Yeah. I'll just do what my dad did. He just threw me in the pool.
Kept an eye on you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and if I swam, I swam. If not, he came and got me. That was it. I'm a decent swimmer. I'm not gonna win any competitions.
Okay,
but I can swim in the ocean with a fair amount of confidence.
Yeah,
you know, I'm good. You know, just throw him in the pool.
Your parents have failed you if you don't swim in that kind of confidence.
For sure. Right. Now look at sports. Here's Jamie.
Well, the Jays couldn't get the sweep against the Red Sox. They lost 6-5 in extra innings. Imagine being David Phelps here, guys. Comes in the 10th and proceeds to give up 3 runs on 0 hits. Didn't even register an out. Oh, well, he's got 87 more games to make it up. I'm sure he'll get in again. The next 5 of which will be against the Tampa Bay Rays. The St. John Sea Dogs are Memorial Cup champs. They beat Hamilton 6-3 in the final. Sure, it's great to be the host city. You know the system, right? So the host city gets in no matter what, no matter where they finish. Now, they've been out since the first round. They only played 5 games in the first round, so they had 40 full days of practice and rest and stuff to go against these teams who've been battling this whole time. It's not a rare thing that the host team wins, even if they didn't. Some teams haven't even made the playoffs and have won the Memorial Cup, so I don't have another solution, so I'm just going to complain about it. You know, I don't shed tears for John Deere. Make great tractors, but they're not hurting for cash. Well, people are like, oh, I feel bad for them because they're the victim of being the tournament right before the Open Championship, the British Open.
So apparently,
this is golf.
Okay.
Apparently, 2 of the world's top 72 golfers in the world will be taking part. 2 of the top 72 because they're all over preparing for the Open Championship because it's a big, they want to rub it in that other tour's face.
They would probably have a better time of attracting golfers if instead of golf carts, they let them use tractors.
Oh,
the John
like
Deere
everybody
Classic.
Else, like all like the everybody. Marshals and stuff, if they were in
no,
on
you,
track.
You don't even have to walk the course. You just take like a lawn tractor.
Oh, that would be sweet.
It would be great.
It would be. You should call them up.
I would play golf if I did that.
Tonight, we got action on the gridiron, fellas. Red Blacks host the BC Lions. Lions coming in hot. Red Blacks looking for the first dub of the season.
Mix of sun and cloud today. Should become more sunny this afternoon. A strange patch of traveling fog. When I left my house this morning, the sky above me was perfectly clear. As I got to the outskirts of the main city of Ottawa, it looked like Gotham City with a dark cloud over the top of it, and now I can barely see across
the street. When I pulled in here, it was clear, too. Yeah. Now look at it.
Yeah, okay.
Holy smokes.
High of 25 today. Then tomorrow, for Canada Day, mix of sun and cloud. And then maybe a shower in the afternoon, maybe a thunderstorm. So if you're out celebrating and waiting for the fireworks, don't run around with like your umbrella up in the air.
No.
You don't want to get hit by lightning. High at 29, feeling like 35. That's going to be sweaty. Saturday looks real nice, though. Sunny and 27. Right now it's 12, and that's the latest.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Hey, do you guys like karaoke?
No.
I don't mind. It depends. There's a time and a place for it. How's that sound?
Do I mind people singing along to other people's songs if they're good at it? No, I don't mind that. But
I can't sing for crap. But when I used to work security in bars, there was a Friday night karaoke night. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, after you worked there a few weeks, you realize it's the same people coming in every week,
over again, yeah.
Singing the same songs.
Yeah.
So that got a little irritating, but the best times are these people are having. Like, I don't know.
Oh, they love it. People doing it, karaoke are having the time of their lives.
Now, the reason we're mentioning this is because Spotify, which is a streaming service.
If you don't know, for those of you still listening to 8-tracks and cassettes, you can get this on the internet, any song you want.
It's
almost, except Neil Young.
Yeah. They're quietly, for Neil Young, quietly testing a new karaoke mode that lowers the volumes of the vocals on songs.
Okay.
And then lets you sing along, and it gives your singing an accuracy rating.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So, okay, well, you, I guess the mic on your phone picks up your voice or on your head.
I think that's the best use of the karaoke feature in life.
Sing it yourself?
In your car. You sing alone in your car, get a little rating.
I don't know how well this will do, though, because people that do karaoke do to perform. They want to be performers.
I bet you there's a lot of closet karaoke car singers.
But the reason when you do it to yourself, you want to sing over the vocals because they cover for your horrendous singing, right? Yeah, like, if you can just hear your voice, it's awful.
I think maybe it's just like it lowers them a bit. It doesn't take them totally away, right? So you can kind of harmonize along with the singer of the band.
Let's you battle it out.
It'll be probably maybe at parties, stuff like that, instead of getting the old karaoke program or whatnot.
Yeah, but you need the lyrics. Nobody knows the lyrics.
That's true. I mean,
you'd have to know the song. Like when I was a kid, my parents had one of those singing machines.
Microphone?
No, it was called the singing machine.
Oh, really?
That's what the brand name of it was. No, not a microphone.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah, it had two cassettes. So, it's like two cassette players. So, you would get these cassettes with karaoke beds on them.
Okay.
With no vocals. And there would be a booklet that came with it with the lyrics.
Okay.
This was before even video screens. And then on the other one, you could record what you were singing.
Oh. Yeah.
So, it's kind of like the same thing.
Kind of neat.
Yeah.
But you couldn't pick because it was just whatever was on the tape. There was like 30 songs.
Yeah, but there were like thousands and thousands of tapes.
Just ordered the tapes.
Yeah.
Nice. You can just get it right on your telephone.
Yeah, right there, in the palm of your hand.
I mean, this is something that would ruin my day because then I could actually hear my own voice as opposed to just drowning it with someone who can actually sing. Yeah. So,
if you're in your car by yourself.
Sure.
You know. Have a great time. Might be disappointing for some people who think they are good singers and they get a terrible rating.
Yeah. Cutthroat half breaks hearts again.
Yeah,
eh?
Yeah, yeah,
all right.
Yeah.
Or surprise some people, give them some confidence.
Yeah.
Right? Who knows? Hear the Stones on J106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
If you're upset about COVID mandates, be glad you don't live in Florida.
One thing is sure, you don't have to travel far to see interesting things in Florida.
That is true. And this is a very interesting thing that's happening in Florida. But a new law is making playing music too loud in your car a punishable offense. Like a punishable offense. You can be fined up to $115 for playing music that is audible from a minimum 25-foot distance. Here's somebody from the Orange County Sheriff's Office talking about it, and some residents too.
Some of these stereos that are playing out there are so loud, they're actually dangerous.
If it's really to cut down the noise, I think it would help in some respect.
Maybe 100 feet, that's fair, but 25, it's a little pushy.
Yeah.
Now, I am a reasonable human. There are some stereos that are ridiculous.
Sure, like, of course there are.
Like, your windows should not be shaking in my house when you drive by.
Rust shouldn't be falling off your car from the base.
Yeah. But 25 feet, that's a little nothing. You can have a regular garbage stereo. Like, my Jeep has the worst radio in the history of radios. And you can hear it from 25 feet away at, like, a medium volume. Yeah. Like, not even cranking it.
Now, do they say this is windows up, windows down, or just anything?
All it says here is audible from a minimum 25-foot distance.
What a place Florida is, eh?
What a place America is.
No, I know, but like you can step on someone's lawn in Florida and you might get shot, and that's fine.
And they will get off.
And they will get off. But you play that music a little loud.
Too loud.
Little bit loud.
Yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah.
What about if you're not in your car?
Just carrying around an old school like ghetto blaster?
It happens. Go to Daytona Beach right now. Sure. There's a guy walking around with a radio on his shoulder. Guaranteed.
I don't get that anymore. I got it before headphones were convenient and handy, but now when there's like some dude rollerblading or walking, playing his music on a mini speaker,
retro.
Like, dude,
I don't know. Some people in Florida aren't trying to be retro. They still think that's the time.
But and people have different levels of hearing quality. Like, who measures the 25 feet? Like Grandpa Simpson, like the 110-year-old guy who couldn't hear it from 4 kilometers away, or like, you know, someone in their prime with pristine ear bulbs. Like, who's doing it? Yeah, I called them ear bulbs.
Yeah, he did.
It just seems like something you can't really enforce or prove. True. How can you prove it?
Well, there are noise bylaws anyway, but that's based on time, right?
Yeah.
Not distance away.
It just seems... It's just a threat. More
of
than
all
any.
The strange happenings in Florida, for them to pick on this.
Yeah, exactly.
It seems pretty low on the list.
Yes, it does.
Yeah, for sure.
Wow, all right, well, music.
It's not here, so you crank Shay away.
Oh, yeah. Right?
And we'll keep, the tunes a rocking.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Fire.
Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Instant answer question time. Hey, yo, text us. 762-555. Text the show. We'll text you back. No, we won't, but we'll answer fast.
I almost said fire again.
Yeah, almost.
I'm reading so many. We're getting a ton of questions this morning. Thank you. 762-555.
Can today be Thursday a day to have a good time?
Well, funny you should ask.
It's a
Thursday.
It's a day to have a good time.
Because we're not here tomorrow. It's Canada Day, right?
What a clean edit.
Yeah.
It's a
Thursday.
It's a day to have a good time. Is Uncle Doug dropping 5 cents off diesel too? I believe so, right?
Yeah, it's 5.7 cents a liter on gas and 5.3 on diesel. Although there's another question. How does 5 cents a liter make a difference if it was already up 7 cents from yesterday?
Yeah,
that's true.
They're doing
valid point.
And that is the most he can do, right?
If the feds matched it.
Yeah.
I mean, 10 to 15 cents a liter would make a big difference for what they can do to help.
To something, I've seen other, economists say, don't do it. We're just in a... People need to realize we're just going to take a gut punch for the next, year maybe, and then it'll be better if they don't. But people need help now. That's the argument, right? Where do you lie? Do you need the help? Or are you willing to take... Guy called it a gut punch.
When eating pistachios, do you put shells back in with the full nut or in a separate bowl? My wife puts them with the full ones, drives me nuts.
What?
Always separate.
That's insane.
In fact, when I eat pistachios, or it probably drives my wife nuts, when I eat peanuts in the shell and watching TV in my house, I will bring a bowl of nuts to the TV, just one single bowl, and then I will dump them out on my shirt.
Oh, so that you can put the shells
and then
put the shells in the
bowl. But inevitably, I end up with crumbs all over me. When I stand up, I just brush them off.
Yeah.
I have to vacuum them up.
Are you doing everything correct there? The one thing I do to that drives my wife nuts, not quite, is if we have a bowl of mini chocolate bars for some reason or a bag.
Or the wrapper bag?
I just throw the wrapper bag in the bowl.
That's madness.
I wouldn't do it with shells because the shells, it's trickier to fish through and stuff. Right. But I just...
You end up disappointing yourself when you pick up a shell.
Exactly. But the rappers, I do that constantly.
My God.
It's really upsetting you.
Yeah. people who go and think it's hilarious to put Skittles in a bowl of M&Ms.
Any opinions on the R. Kelly sentencing? No, I mean...
Evidence seemed pretty conclusive. Yeah. About time he went to jail.
I got
to
be honest. When I saw the headline yesterday... Oh, by the way, R. Kelly was sentenced to 30 years in prison, if you don't know. I was... blown away that he wasn't already. I thought he was already done.
Yeah,
I'm like, isn't this guy already in prison? Why? What? Just now he's getting sentenced?
It took forever. It seemed
probably 10 years from the first.
Right?
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
It's got to be at least 10 years. That is a broken justice system. I got to be.
Yeah.
If it's taken 10 years, Hey, the Thursday jingle sounds like Gilbert Gottfried. Yeah, a little bit. A little bit.
Morning, guys. What do you think of hometown hockey being canceled? Like the show, like they would put on, I would never watch it.
No, they moved it originally. That was the one with Ron McLean and Tara Sloan from the...
Whatever,
People know,
Joy Drop.
And so it was on Sunday, then it got moved to Monday. But I read a thing saying, like, doing a normal NHL broadcast is pretty expensive.
Yeah.
Let alone doing one remotely every week around the country.
It was nice for the towns, right? But like, it was. Was it interesting? Not really.
No, but if that was your... Not to me personally.
Like for the general public, I don't know. I didn't find it that interesting. But I can understand why the towns would like it.
I saw this is not the big...
It's great for the small town.
Sure.
You get tons of attention. It's something that happens that never happens.
Yeah. But in the age of cord cutting, because everyone, like the cable numbers are like really down.
Yeah.
They said more cuts are coming to sports and stuff like that too.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
it's the times.
They're stuck in an old, as with our industry in a lot of places, they're stuck in old ways that people aren't interested anymore and nobody's refusing to adapt to it.
Yeah.
Progression.
Cable's the same.
Yep.
And it's way too regulated. Way too many regulations, too many rules, too many, but I mean, whatever.
So yeah, that's our thoughts on it. Sorry for Ron McLean. He only has to work one day a week now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Who knows how long that's got because everyone hates him.
He needs to retire. He's 62. I have nothing against Ron. Like, I know a lot of people love hating on Ron because of the whole Don Cherry thing.
And Ron's a nice man.
He didn't back his boy.
He didn't quit his job.
Yeah, he did for like 30 years.
Yeah.
And then one time he was like, you know what, Don, you're on your own.
And I know that, you know, all of you are reacting because whatever, but we've met Ron McLean many times.
Oh, yeah.
And he is one of the kindest, sweetest men I've ever met in this business.
Yeah.
I saw him between times. I met him once. I saw him 5 years later. He remembered my name.
It's crazy. He's one of those.
And he'll sit down with you and chat about it. Like, he's a really good guy. Our experience with him has been that he's a really good guy.
Yeah.
But it's time. It's time.
Yeah, it's time to hang him up, I think.
But anyways, that's it for this edition of
It's an Answered Question.
Welcome to Ottawa. We are currently calling our contestant. The computer was being a bit finicky, so let's see. Make sure we have somebody.
It's ringing.
It is ringing.
Thanks, Jamie. Hello.
Hey, what's your name?
John.
John?
Yep.
Are you ready to go?
Yeah, ready as I'll ever be.
All right, yeah. Let me break it down to you. Okay.
Okay.
You have 30 seconds, 5 questions. Your first answer for each one is one that counts, but you can pass and come back if you don't know the answer right away. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. And if you win, you get a chip for a Plinko board that could win you up to $1,000. All right.
Excellent.
Best of luck to you.
All right, John, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go.
Okay.
In what U.S. state will you find Mount Horeb, the troll capital of the world?
Wisconsin.
Who is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
Pass.
What song became our national anthem in 1980?
Oh, Canada.
How old does Canada turn tomorrow?
155.
What is a more respectable job, rodeo clown or parking enforcement officer?
Rodeo clown.
Who is the most decorated Olympian of all time?
Michael Phelps.
All right, you answered all the questions, right?
Yeah,
he sure did. Okay. He sure did.
It was quick, too. All right. Let's go over your answers.
Yeah.
What is a more respectable job, rodeo clown or parking enforcement officer? You said rodeo clown. That is absolutely correct.
Oh, yeah.
There is no way anyone should be in their life a parking enforcement officer. There's zero respect in that job.
I understand you need some money. Really, but
like for terrible. A long time, terrible. They've not been, they're just doing their job, man. They're just paying their mortgage.
Yeah. Something else.
Okay.
How old does Canada turn tomorrow? You said 155. That is correct. What song became our national anthem in 1980? You said, Oh, Canada. That is correct. Who is the most decorated Olympian of all time? You said Michael Phelps. He turns 37 today, by the way. That's correct.
Wow.
And in what U.S. state will you find Mount Horeb, the troll capital of the world? Now, John, you said Wisconsin. And you were right.
Winner!
All right, John.
Wow.
Congratulations, John.
Right on. Excellent.
All right. So, from winning Ottawa, You now have a choice to make because we have our Plinko board. And yep. you have to pick whether you want the Plinko chip dropped from Biggs, Barr, Jamie, or the Shea symbol or the Shea logo. Where do you want the chip to start?
I'll go with Pasty Jamie.
All right. Attaboy. I think it's the first time everyone's chosen. Yeah. Let's see what we get here. Oh, there she goes. Can you hear it? Tick, tick.
Well, that's better than a kick in the ass.
What is it?
$250 in gas.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow.
Oh, there we go. Right on.
There you go.
What kind of vehicle you got there?
I'm driving a 6-speed Chevy Cruze.
Oh, wow.
All right. So, okay. So, yeah. You can get a couple tanks out of that.
Tank and a bit. Yeah. Tank and a half, maybe.
Yeah.
It's pretty good on gas because it's standard, right?
Oh,
right.
There you go.
Right. Well, congratulations.
Boy, John.
And you made Jamie extremely happy because in our behind the scenes bit of how many questions you were going to get right, he said that you would get 4 because we're not doing the opinion anymore.
Oh, yeah.
Congrats, man. Well done.
All right, thanks. John, my guy.
Yeah.
Jamie's so happy. It is Thursday a day to have a good time.
It sure is.
Yeah, it is indeed. All right, John, hang on. We'll explain everything to you, okay? And have a great weekend.
Yeah, thanks.
Okay.
Hurt my knee celebrating.
Yeah, you got very excited.
Yeah.
Because you thought you were going to go down 2-0 to us again. And
I thought it was going to be, I already am down. Now it's 2-1.
2-1.
2-1.
2-1 on the side bet. Yeah.
Needed that one. Yeah. Attaboy, John. Come back.
Only 3 days into this, man.
I'm sweating. Right? Because he passed on the one he needed to get right there.
Yeah, you were really
came
nervous.
Back
yeah, that's
Michael
the one I
Phelps.
Thought. Yeah. I thought for sure. Nobody knows that. He obviously searched it as he was doing it. Yeah. Very, very, very smart man.
Stop.
No, John, it's a smart. If you don't know one of the 4 questions, pass, jump on your phone, search it while you're answering other questions. Yeah. I mean, it's a smart strategy. In no way am I knocking John.
It's not against the rules.
My guy.
There's a janitor that's gone viral for doing something never in my life have I ever witnessed a janitor even coming close to doing.
Oh, it was pretty impressive.
It's unbelievable. So we're going to play that coming up. Right now, some Foo Fighters on Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
You guys you like singing janitors? I didn't know how else to tease that.
There's Jason's referring to a guy who has gone, a janitor who's gone viral.
Yeah.
He was setting up the system, like the sound system for a school assembly.
Yeah.
And to do a sound check, he just started singing. His name is Richard Goodall. And the clip has exploded because
he's good at it.
Dude's got some pipes, boy. Here, listen.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, God.
That's a hard tune to sing.
Oh, yeah.
Jamie, why is this making you angry?
Not mad at all.
You don't seem impressed by this fella, I got to be honest.
It's impressive kind of thing.
Okay.
I'm just listening.
Yeah, you're like, and they cheer. And you
well, cut, they cheer, and well, because there's... Why not?
Not bad.
Yeah.
No, he's
not
great.
Bad. Compared to the janitors that I have experienced in my lifetime. Now, we had Mr. Santos.
Okay.
Who I think was born in the early 1600s. And he was the crabbiest man, just crabby. You know, like whether
it's not going to go well for you if you're like that around kids.
A huge keychain ring on his hip.
Wow, they got a lot of doors.
Of course.
Chris.
No, I'm not mad at the man in my old age now. I recognize why he was the way he was. beaten down, like limping, always limping, but
probably
different limps.
The keys.
Yeah, for sure.
Most janitors limp, right?
Displacing his hips.
Face like Popeye, but,
old school.
But, you know, like just that. And even when he was throwing the balls off the roof, which was the greatest day in the history of elementary school.
Oh, yeah.
He wasn't happy about it. He was like, he was
angry, just trying to hit kids with tennis balls.
Yeah, he could hear the whispers amongst the children. You're like, oh, here comes Mr. Santo.
He was legendary. Like, legendary.
I had a guy, literally, it was terrible. Like, literally with a glass eye.
So your janitor?
And I feel so bad. Like, looking back, like, as an adult, like, he's a guy who's just out there to do a job.
Just trying to do his gig.
You put him around grade 6, 7, and 8 kids. and then you have them walk around with a glass eye, yeah, there's going to be some comments.
Oh, for sure. For sure. It was a different breed back. Like, and now it seems like everybody's, like, I'm not everybody, but I mean, they're just regular schmucks doing a job. You know, they don't stand out is what I'm saying. But back in the day, there was like a breed of human. Yeah, yeah. Like the hardest. Like they had to have gone through like four wars.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like there was just something about them.
I must have been an incredibly self-centered prick of a child because I don't even remember seeing janitors.
Really?
How?
I don't know. You guys talk about janitors. I do remember balls being thrown off the roof, but I don't remember any of their faces.
Like that's
five of their faces I can remember.
Wow, I must have been a real a-hole.
High school, there's a bunch, and they're older and whatever. But
I didn't know we had a janitor elementary in high school.
Like we were more afraid of that person than anyone else in the school.
Really?
The more afraid of the principal, your teacher. No one stood up to the fear of the janitor.
Everyone's a principal.
Janitor might kill you. You know what I mean? Like, now I went
take
through
you to the boiler room.
Yeah, right. And then like stick your hand on like something really hot. Like smell this ammonia.
Yeah.
I went through the phase of the name change. It was after your guys' time, so there was janitor,
custodian,
and then caretaker.
Oh,
I had a three name.
I was there for custodian.
Oh, okay.
But not caretaker.
Yeah, caretaker was at the end. Head caretaker.
They'll take care of you. They just step out of line.
Yeah, yeah.
Spit your gum on the floor.
Squeak your shoes more, kid.
Yeah. Never find you again.
Yeah.
Never find you again.
That's the fear.
He's got the keys to that big old boy.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway,
this guy can sing.
That's pretty impressive.
Good on you.
But he still looks like a janitor. Like if you look at him, he doesn't look like he's sound.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Welcome to it. You can leave a message 24 hours a day if you want.
Yeah, 613-216-3849.
If you want the city to hear something, you leave it on our Dougie Line because we will play it. All right? Now, James.
Yeah.
What do you got today?
Well, here's the question about our last day of school in grade 6. Okay.
All right.
So today was my last day of school, and I was just wondering, what was your guys' last day of school in, say, grade 6? Okay, bye. Oh, and P.S., I'm not a middle-aged woman. I'm an 11-year-old boy. So, okay, bye.
All right, thank you. Thank you for that.
I would hope you weren't a middle-aged woman graduating from grade six. I mean, I'm sure that's happened.
Does he want to know the date?
I don't know the date. I actually do have a slight memory of my last day. Okay. Isn't that the weird? So my grade 6 teacher, Miss Diamond, let me tell you, fellas, she was so hot that...
You were in grade 6.
I know, so... grew up in a small town. This is before internet, any kind of social media. Somehow word got about town, and the hallways were flooded at parent-teacher night because every single dad came that night to parent-teacher night because they had heard of the hotness of Miss Diamond.
I see.
So every dad was there, okay? But my last day of grade 6, she drove one of our friends home. So you can imagine the conversation, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I remember like, what? She drove him home. And we were all jealous.
Right.
So yes, to answer your question, young fella, I do.
I don't remember the last day. I just remember my teacher, Mr. Bullock, the one time I was marking an assignment. We had to come to his desk and a booger, like a hard crusty booger, fell out of his nose onto my work. And he looked at me as though it was my booger and then quickly swept it away and closed it and said, wow, good work. And I walked away. That's the only recollection I have of grade 6.
I don't remember anything.
I can imagine.
I have images of like grade school, but not
anything
what year.
Specific.
Couldn't at all. So that's all right. My answer for you,
there you
son.
Go. Congrats.
Yeah. Congrats on not graduating.
Here's this fella's mantra. Okay. His new mantra on life, I guess.
Hey boys. Been getting into some beefs at work and, created a new rule in my life. Just decided that if you can't skate, like on ice, or if you can't swim in the water, don't care what you have to say to me. Anyway, thanks, boys. Have a good one.
Well, that's it. Doesn't have to do both. Or is it either or that's
I think it sounds you gotta like do both.
If you can't do both, he has no time for you.
Okay, yeah, here. Well, we can all do both.
Yeah, we can all do both.
Just decided that if you can't skate, like on ice, or if you can't swim in the water, don't care what you have to say to me.
Why? Why? I don't know. Or, is that okay. the level of respect that he gives someone as long as you can swim? And
like swimming, I can see it's a basic life-saving thing. Skating, not really necessary, although enjoyable.
Oh, yeah. Like, I was a terrible, I'm still not a great skater, but I was a really bad skater up until about, like, 6-7 years ago.
You weren't, like, that bad. I found the video of your very first skating
since
episode.
I was 12, yeah.
I should find it, like, and we should play it at some point.
Yeah, it wasn't that bad.
But why are those two life skills
know.
That he measures at the top?
I guess because they take effort and some sort of skill.
Yeah, but he associates good people that in his Maybe? Life that hey, he was able to skate with. I don't know.
You've done accounting your entire life. You're a mathematical genius. Yeah, yeah. I have a tax question for. Actually, you know what? Can you skate? How does that make any sense?
Never mind, then.
How does that make any sense?
Get me someone who can skate.
That's funny.
Ridiculous. All right, next. We got one more?
Yeah, we do, because we were talking about that burger yesterday that won an award in Germany. That
tastes like human flesh, but it's a pure, like, made plant-based. From plant-based burger, yeah.
But how do we know that it tastes like human flesh? Anyway, a good question was came in this guy's brain.
All right, so you guys were talking on the show about this guy that won an award for the burger that tastes like human flesh.
Yeah, we said that.
And I was just wondering, I know this is really sadistic and sick, but... You know how, like, some cows that are grass-fed, supposedly their meat tastes different. And everybody, humans, eat different food. Do you think, like, somebody that drinks a lot of beer would be, like, beer-braised already? Or, like, somebody that eats a lot of hot stuff would be, like, a spicy type of meat? I don't know. It's, like I said, kind of sick and sadistic. But you guys made me wonder by talking about this human flesh tasting fake burger.
I guess if you were to eat human meat, the flavor would vary based on your diet.
For sure.
Yeah. If you're a smoker, probably. Yeah.
Probably.
We've discovered that with, you know, like you said, with cows, like the super high-end meat is because of what they're fed and how they're taken care of.
Stress, too. If you're a stressful person,
yeah,
your meat might be a little tougher, right?
Sure.
You know, might be like that.
You need a real happy... Like the best tasting human would be like a real happy, kind of chubby, because you want fat, you want the marble,
for sure.
Little chubby, eats pretty well though. Like chubby because they eat a lot of food, not because they eat bad food.
Take life as slow as possible.
I think that might taste a bit like weed.
Heavy duty, yeah.
There might be a slight marijuana tinge. To that flesh, but,
I mean, you know what you are can or what you eat can affect what they say about pineapple.
Yeah, and celery too.
Yeah.
All right. We were having a respectful discussion about eating people, and you. All right. Dougie Line is 216-3849. Leave us a message 24 hours a day for the city. It's yours. Use it. Shea 106.
The Dougie Line.
What do you got in your hand there? What, this old thing? Yeah. Well, partner?
It's a big old bag of letters.
Forgot about neat.
Yeah.
Before we begin, we did have two contestants. We had Jared and Jeff. We still have Jeff, but Jared dropped off. So I have an open line at 613-750-1061. If someone wants to call, we'll put you right on.
So there's no point in explaining the contest.
Oh, there you go. Here we go.
All right. Hi, good morning.
Hey, what's up?
What's your name?
It's Alexander.
All right, Alexander. Okay.
All right, so you're on.
We got Alex.
And Jeff.
Please turn your radios down, both of you. Thank you very much.
Now, here's how it works, guys. This is a rapid-fire topic contest, okay? So we're going to give you each three topics and three letters. So it would be like sports cars that start with the letter B. Right. You have 10 seconds then to name as many in that category. And then we'll do three in a row for one and then three in a row for the next. Make sense?
Sounds good.
All right.
All right. We'll start with Alexander. We'll go alphabetical.
Okay. Alex, are you ready to go?
I am ready.
Jamie,
won't do well, but I'm ready.
Oh. Okay. All right. Jamie, do you have the clock ready?
I have the clock. Jason, you have the tally machine?
I will count. Yeah. My brain? Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I meant.
All right. Your first 10 seconds will start when I finish the first category. Ready?
Yes.
Yep.
Foods that start with the letter G. Go.
great, great jelly.
Okay. Women's names that start with an L. Go.
Laura, Lena, Leticia, Lauren.
Modes of transportation that start with the letter S. Go.
S?
Yes.
Yep.
A sports car. Oh, man. That was
retarded. Oh, wow. All right.
So he's got a total of six.
Okay. Six.
Okay.
Transportation was the toughest.
Do you count sports car? Did you count sports? I think so.
Yeah. Sports car? Okay, so
yeah, seven.
Seven.
Wow,
all right.
We'll give him sports.
All right, seven.
Came through on the
sailboat.
The names. Yes, sailboat.
Scooter.
Shoop. A ship.
A what?
Because I was thinking.
A shoop.
A shoop. That is not a
shoe might have counted.
A shoe, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Jeff still has to play.
Oh, yeah, I know.
Okay, settle letters. Down. We're just having some fun over here. It's Thursday. It's today. Have a good
serious
time.
Business.
All right.
All right, Jeff. You understand what you're doing, yes?
Yes.
All right. Your first category. Foods that start with the letter P. Go.
Peas, potatoes, pizza, pierogies, popsicle, popcorn.
Oh, wow. Women's names that start with the letter N. Go.
Natalie, Natasha, Nadia.
No, let's let him go.
Modes of transportation that start with the letter T. Go.
Tricycle, truck, train. Yeah, I don't know.
Either way.
You're the winner.
You're the winner.
You got 12.
Woo!
Great job, Jeff.
Wow. Great job, Jeff.
He ripped those foods.
Great job. Alex, thanks for playing, but...
See you, buddy.
Get out of town.
All right.
Yeah. It's all good. I'm out of town.
All right.
All right.
Hey, Jeff, one last question.
Yeah.
Does your name spell with a J or a G?
Come on, guys.
It's a G, isn't it?
No, it's a J.
Okay. All right. You can hang out. Thank you. Congratulations.
Right. So we might have had to take 6 points off if it was a G. And then Alex would have won.
Yeah.
You got $100 in Lotto 649, I'm guessing.
Lotto Max.
Lotto Max.
Yeah.
All right.
Close enough, eh?
I never get it right. Jeff, I never get it right. But hang on. We'll explain everything to you. Thanks for playing.
Awesome. Thank you.
I like big old bag of letters, man.
Yeah, big old bag. It's hard.
Oh, it's a fun time.
It's a fun game. It's, you know. It's
play along with it, you know.
Yeah. It's a great time for everyone. We have to finish our bracket for the greatest Canadian. If you've been listening all week, the final is coming up. So get your texting fingers ready. I hate myself for saying that.
No, you're fine. Make it big. Make it big, man.
Your texting fingers ready.
I hate it.
Fine. Get ready.
Yeah, get ready to text because we're going to need your votes on who is the greatest Canadian of all time coming up. All right? You guys excited?
Yes.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
The moment we have all been waiting for all week.
Oh, boy.
It is time to find out who is the greatest Canadian.
All week long, we have been battling out with the top eight. I've been battling to claim the crown as greatest Canadian. Mm. Shall we honor some of the soldiers?
The fallen
in this battle.
Yes.
Sure.
The Tim Hortons employee, he throws in extra Timbits.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
The old lady who always drops off food your doorstep.
Two great Canadians.
The old guy who sharpens skates better than anybody else.
And probably at half price.
Yeah. Wow.
The guy who always has cold beer and pepperettes.
I thought he was going to be.
I thought he was
going to
go far too.
But no.
The guy who always needs the ride to hockey because his life is a total disaster, but he scores a hattie every game.
Yeah. You need
those
guys. They
throw out of that guy.
Sort of.
And who's left, you ask? Who is remaining to battle it out right now?
Well, the friend with a boat too. He was on.
Friend with a boat. Good guy there. Thanks, Jamie. The neighbor who snowblows your driveway for free. Versus the friend's wife who never minds when the boys are over. And there's no repercussions if you do that. You know what I mean? Because like we said, a lot of wives are very polite and very cordial, but then you pay for it after. This woman has no revenge in her. All right.
Well, it's down to those two.
Okay.
So, to settle this, to finish this, to wrap this up, text snow or wife to 762-555.
I'm not going to vote right now.
Are we going to do it over? Are we going to make a reel? Like, we want to do over two songs?
Yeah, let's come back and we'll see where it is. Okay. And we'll come back.
Yeah. So. If one's blowing one out of the water, we can maybe close it.
Okay.
Yeah.
But this is it. Text snow or wife to 762-555.
It's even so far.
And we will decide who is the greatest Canadian on Shea 106.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
The votes have been cast, they've been counted, and it's time to close the door on this year's round of World's Greatest Canadian. We started with 8 character types, and we are down to the final 2 that made it through a grueling bracket.
Oh, yeah.
Scratched and clawed their way to the finals.
We have the neighbor that snow blows your driveway for free. You know the type.
Oh, y'all know one?
There's one in your neighborhood. Might not even do your driveway, but does that the senior couple that has trouble, he's out there doing it for him. You know that guy. Or the wife or husband. Let's be clear. Spouse that doesn't mind when the other spouse's friends come over and cause a ruckus. Is actually supportive and cool with it. That's probably how we should have worded it, but we did wife.
Harder to find than the snowblower. Snowblowing neighbor.
Yeah, for sure.
I think Jason called that a unicorn.
Yep. Yeah, it's the unicorn for sure.
But regardless, the votes have been counted, and here are the results. You guys ready? The greatest Canadian is... neighbor who snowblows your driveway for free.
Yeah!
Congratulations!
You are the greatest Canadian ever.
This year.
This year's greatest Canadian ever.
So now... we're obviously planning on doing this again next year. But that character type will be put into a Hall of Fame.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
They cannot repeat. Once you win, you're out.
Held high.
Held high. Congratulations. Thank you to the thousands and thousands of people that voted.
Yes, that was great.
Especially in this final. That was bananas.
Keep in mind, this was all your votes. We did not decide this.
No. All of us together. Salute this year's greatest Canadian.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
We asked for you to text in names of folks that do just this so we could celebrate them. And
you did.
And congratulate them.
So we will read some of them. Or goodness, most of them if we can.
Yeah, yeah.
I'll just start. Bruce. That's all I texted.
My husband, John Mitchell.
Okay.
John Hutton.
My friend, Mike.
Kevin Rees.
Okay.
Smokey Dan.
Smokey Dan.
Did my grandma's driveway and hacked a whole pack of darts while he did it. Kudos.
What a Canadian.
Tim McCadden.
Greg.
My husband is that guy.
Mike Metcalf.
Phil from Maxville.
Myself. Todd.
Marcus of Glaybar Park.
My brother Trevor.
I snowblow 6 neighbors' laneways. Darcy Grimes.
Oh, wow.
Dan Allard. Scott Bedford.
Steve Brendan and Todd Cosgrove in Barhaven.
Crooksy.
Gilles and Nepean always snowblows my driveway.
Dan Rouleau.
Richard on Country Lane in Kanata.
Brian McLean.
Again,
McLean. McLean, whatever. Yeah, that's it.
Oh, that's it. Okay.
Well, there's,
and
I mean, there's
Brent.
So many.
No wonder they were victorious as the greatest Canadian.
My favorite are the people that voted for themselves.
Yeah.
All right. Anyways, thank you so much for the amount of participation in our bracket. We're going to do it bigger and better next year. We hope you enjoyed it. And we hope you have a very safe Canada Day tomorrow. Please be safe.
Yeah.
Please be kind to each other.
Mm-hmm. If you're doing setting off fireworks around your neighborhood, try not to burn anyone's house down or hold them in your hand or mouth while you light them off.
Yes.
Okay?
Yes.
We need all the listeners we can get, and we don't want any of you to die.
All right. Enjoy the great Canadian countdown tomorrow. Don't forget to follow our social and our podcast. Every day is on iTunes and Spotify. Have a safe weekend, and we'll see you Monday.
The Biggs and Barr Show.